Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're being produced by Shark Creative. And today, well, it's my favorite day of the week. It's when we celebrate somebody's great place of work. I Love My Office is the name of the contest. And today we have a little bit of a twist on the office atmosphere where we are. I would say we are surrounded by a whole lot of, well, cooking utensils and stoves and pans and some really delicious food. That's because we are at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel up in the chef's quarters at the chef's table. And I'm very happy to be talking with Peter Marizella today. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Renaissance Westchester Hotel. Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Pleasure.
Yeah, so this is the official chef's quarters. I guess chef quarters or chef's table.
Chef's table, right.
Yes, which is an actual thing. And when we do speak to the actual chef, Jean-Claude Manche, we are going to hear all about what that means. But you happen to be in sales and marketing. Renaissance Westchester Hotel is really a legacy hotel now at this point. I remember when it was Stouffer's and it changed over. My father worked on the Platinum Mile, but this was the place when all the VIPs were in town from all over the world at his company. This is where they would come when it became the Renaissance. And I haven't been here in a while, but it is a gorgeous place.
Yes, yeah. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, when they built the hotel, the footprint actually is of the Red Oak Mansion, which is, we're on Red Oak Lane. So the footprint was actually 1905.
Uh-huh.
John Mervyn Carrere built a summer home here. He's you probably don't know that name. None
no.
of us did. He's was a famous architect with Carrere and Hastings, which designed the New York Public Library, LaFontaine Theater.
Oh, wow.
U.S. House of Senate. So he was pretty well off and built the house here. It still stands. It's the original footprint. We do meetings, corporate CEOs, weddings, etc. And then the 30 acres also encompasses that. So when the hotel was built, they had to work around that footprint of the
Absolutely.
Red Oak Mansion.
Yes. It is beautiful around here, though. It certainly is. It's a really, you know, with all these companies around, there's so much green. And when you come up to the Renaissance, it's just, it's really a beautiful setting for a hotel in Westchester. So tell us, I mean, I can only imagine sales and marketing. You've got a lot of different types of businesses that are coming here, people holding their events. You must be working nonstop around the clock. Do you have a house here? I mean, do you have a room here at the hotel?
348 rooms. now, yes, we have a great team here. There's some of the average length of stay here for an associate or tenure for an associate's about 18 years. They range, one of our chefs outside is 35 years tomorrow at the hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have to create an atmosphere there, and you're right. We're just carrying on a legacy at this hotel, and especially with Marriott's brand, Renaissance, as other brands. There's JW and full-service Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, but the Renaissance brand is unique just because it offers a little bit different food and beverage experience. So the team here has been here a while, and those that are new are work through, you know, compasses and training, etc. But yes, very high level corporate executives come in, very important social events the same, right? So PepsiCo's here, MasterCard, IBM, and that sustained this as you mentioned, the Platinum Mile, the corporate business here, when you're not in the city, this would be probably the next best spot.
Absolutely, absolutely, with really that high level of service and quality. I haven't been in here, like I said, for a long time. When I walked in, the decor is really beautiful. It's really warm, inviting, you feel very homey here, but it's really high-end, really, really beautiful decorations and everything.
Yeah, the brand went to, back in 2009 or 10, went through a little bit of a transformation, and what they decided was to work on a discovery guest. So the whole Renaissance brand is about not just coming in to stay, whether it's pleasure or business, but to discover the local. And so that's kind of our pillars, finding something indigenous, finding something that's different, that's local. So it could be a shop, it could be a local bar, or it could be something to see. So that's kind of the brand. When you're here to discover something. And that open lobby concept, actually, Marriott developed for Renaissance brand, then moved over to other brands.
I see. Very welcoming. That's what I was noticing when I walked in. I said, wow, this is interesting. It's sort of part dining room, part like cozy living room, part bar scene, which is very cool looking. And I thought, this is really great. Great concept.
So as the customer changes, years ago, you would just come in, order room service, stay in your room. So as the dynamic changes, as millennials and X, Y, et cetera, they want to be in with the action. So that open lobby concept, the open lobby concept allows people to come down and actually be a part of something and watch and see, but they don't have to interact if they didn't want to. It is good, great networking. So the open lobby, you can eat and have a drink and just watch and do your work, etc. So that's kind of where that transformation comes from.
Yes. And do people come to the Renaissance as an extended stay type of thing because of the work situation here, or not so much? It's more just people traveling to Westchester mostly with business, and it's a few nights kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say most of us in the hotel business are geared up for the Monday to Thursday business traveler, consultants. Again, you have some of the top Fortune 100 companies in this area, so they're all doing business with that firm Regeneron over in Tarrytown, and Siemens Diagnostics too, as I mentioned. MasterCard World Headquarters is here. Heineken World Headquarters is here.
Yes.
So those are all people doing business with those multinational companies. So that's Monday to Friday. And they also have conferences. So, for instance, if we're doing a PepsiCo VP or CEO conference, they're here Monday to Thursday along with some consultants, travelers. So there's a mix of business. And then it flips. Every hotel goes from Thursday to Sunday. Friday, Saturday is mostly social.
Social. So like weddings or?
Weddings, bar mitzvahs. We do a fair amount of kosher business as well. Which is great. We have a couple of options here. We have two different kitchens, so that allows us to handle a lot of markets. Indian weddings is phenomenal to see.
Yes,
association business, as I mentioned, New York State has a lot of associations. They come in on the weekends.
Fantastic. Well, it's really nonstop, and I'm not sure you have to work too hard to sell because people know about you. You've got an incredible, stellar reputation, and they probably are seeking you out on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's with the social media now, it's very important to interact with the guest, and we hold some great certificates with TripAdvisor, and most importantly with Marriott itself. The guest service survey is what we live and breathe by, so it's anonymous. We don't send it out. Corporate sends it out, so they pick whoever they want to send it to, and you really strive to just make an impact on that stay and correct anything, obviously, but we've done pretty well. This hotel's had a great reputation, and Jean-Claude, myself, and the rest of the team, sales, our general manager, we're all here just to carry on that reputation.
Fantastic, and it looks like it's happening on a daily basis. Very nice to meet you, Peter Marizella, Director of Sales and Marketing here at the beautiful Renaissance Westchester Hotel, and today we're here because, well, we're celebrating the workplace, and that's called I Love My Office, and you can be a part of it as well by downloading the form. You just go to westchestertalkradio.com and see it there, and do like Jean-Claude did and nominate your place of work. And like today, we show up with all sorts of goodies, prizes, and just a lot of fun, and a traveling radio station to boot. We want to thank Chocolations for giving us always the most beautiful, delicious chocolates there in Mamaroneck. Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florists providing what today looks like a sort of a Valentine's roses bouquet. Beautiful. PM Amusements is always here too, with special events. sense. They're in Harrison. MSM Designs, providing all the great logos and everything you see here with Shark Creative. Pasquale Ristorante has given a $100 gift certificate as well. Oasis Day Spa giving off wonderful certificates too, so you can go and get your massage. That's in Dobbs Ferry. Edible of East Chester. Edible Arrangements. So delicious always and so beautiful too. And the Capitol Theater, providing tickets for your excitement and pleasure. Great shows like nowhere else in Port Chester. I'm Laura Smith, and once again, I'm at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel. Peter Marizella, Director of Sales and Marketing, and we're having a fantastic time. I love my office. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're produced by Shark Creative. Today, we are at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel in Harrison, or is it White Plains? Harrison, New York, which is a beautiful legacy hotel that has been around for over 20 years. And it's truly, not only is it a jewel to stay here in the rooms and the beautiful lobby, but it has the most exquisite food because of a single chef by the name of Jean-Claude Lanchet. And we had the most incredible gift today to be able to have some of his signature dishes in a tasting menu that we don't normally get when we do I Love My Office. I have to admit, this is rather special for us. So I am being joined right now by two young children who enjoyed the tasting menu with me today. That would be Donna and Andrew Castellano. Hi, guys.
Hi.
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 So, okay, now you got to have the incredible lunch today with me as well. And we are also, Jean-Claude is down there too. We're going to be talking to him later on today and also a little bit now. What did you think? Have you ever had French food before?
Well, I've had pastries.
Okay.
Before, but I've never had, like, actual food.
Okay. So what were some of the little tasting dishes that you had that you can remember today?
Probably the last one. It was like a little heart cake.
Was that your favorite?
Yeah.
There were lots of them, but your favorite was the heart cake.
Yeah.
I ate that in about 2 seconds flat. That was the most delicious dessert, creamy dessert. So beautiful for the day after Valentine's, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's ask Andrew. Andrew, what were some of the other things you ate besides the heart cake? Did you have some other recipes?
Yes, I had that rice thingamajig.
The rice thingamajig?
Mm-hmm.
The rice thingamajig that it, I think it was sweetbreads. That's what it's called, sweetbreads with rice.
And also that thing, the first one.
Which was, yes, that was some foie gras. Can you say foie gras?
Foie gras.
Yeah, very good. And that was delicious. Yeah, with the raspberry on
and
it.
And the other thing.
The little bread to oh, so delicious. What else did you have? Did you have like a little salad too?
Yeah.
What kind of salad was that? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Donna, do you remember what kind of, what was in the little salad bowl?
I remember there was like tuna in it and avocado and lettuce.
Yes, that's right. Frisée lettuce with the tuna tartare, the freshest I think I've ever tasted in my whole life. Well, now let's see. Is there anything that we missed? Jean-Claude, chef, is there any dish that we missed when we were just talking now?
Not really. They've been like right on the top of it. I mean, they describe everything very well. It's amazing.
It's good.
Yeah,
their French isn't so bad, is it?
Yeah, I was surprised. They just eat, even know what it was.
And you then, know what? Yeah. That is great. Kids today are much more adventurous than we were, than I was when I was little. But that's great. But you know what? It has to do with when the food is that good, it doesn't matter what it is. They want to eat it anyway.
That's true. Yeah, sometimes it's better not to describe the dish before, have them to, you know, enjoy it, and then after you can say, that's what it was.
That's right. Well, Jean-Claude, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk directly to you in just a couple of minutes. We want to hear all about your legacy here at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel, which is really something very special and out of the ordinary for this area. We are so lucky, so blessed to be able to experience your chef's table today. So thanks for having us, and we're going to talk to you in just a little bit after we say goodbye to the kids here, and thanks for joining us, kids.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
Can you say, Andrew and Donna, into the microphone, I love my office, together?
I love my office.
Absolutely. And you know that's why we're here today, right? Because Jean-Claude, Chef Jean-Claude, said that he liked his office so much he wanted us to come celebrate. So that's what we did today. And do you see all the presents here that we brought to say thank you to Jean-Claude for having us? I love my office. Right. So there's beautiful flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florals. How about those chocolates there from Chocolations in Mamaroneck? Yum, 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 yum. PM Amusements, they provide wonderful entertainment for us all the time. They're in Harrison, the Capitol Theater, with tickets to shows. Pasquale Ristorante, now the chef gets to go out one night if he ever has one off, and he can go to Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester. Also, Edible Arrangements of East Chester, providing a beautiful bouquet today. And MSM Designs, always making our set here with Cher Creative looking absolutely amazing. I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio, where we are loving the beautiful Renaissance Westchester Hotel's chef table.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're produced today by Shark Creative, and we are at one of the world's most wonderful hotels, but specifically within a chef kitchen within a top hotel. I'm going to tell you all about this. I'm so excited. Today is I Love My Office, and we are celebrating somebody's place of work. But today, it's a little bit different than an office. As I said, we are at the chef's table. We're at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel that is right off Westchester Avenue here, and it is truly a legacy hotel. It's been here 23 years, and it really has, it's run by Marriott, and that brand, which is also legacy, of course, in the United States, historic. And so today we had the great good fortune of being not only doing something in such a beautiful place, but we are actually eating the most exquisite food because of one man by the name of Jean-Claude Lanchet. He happens to be the executive chef of the Renaissance Westchester Hotel. So Jean-Claude, welcome.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Welcome to your own kitchen.
Not sure if you're here with us.
This is honestly, I do a lot of these in a lot of offices, and we enjoy them all. But this has to be probably and forever will be my favorite one ever, to be able to come here to your chef's table and have the most incredible experience of your tasting menu for today. Has been just out of this world. So thank you for doing that for us.
My pleasure.
You've been cooking here for a long time, but I would love to hear a little bit how you got started. Obviously, you're French with that incredible accent. When did you start cooking? How long have you been in the United States? Tell us the story.
Okay, I'll try to be brief, but it's going to, you know. When I was a little kid back in France, it was a small city called Loche. And my mother was actually cooking. And then I had to skip school to help her because she was so busy with the customers. So anyway.
Oh, she had a restaurant.
Yeah, so at that time I decided, I like the smell in the kitchen, I like the whole atmosphere and so on. So when I was 15 years old, I had the opportunity to go to Paris and work at one of the best restaurants.
At what age?
15.
15?
Yeah. I skipped school.
Didn't even finish high school because you said, what? It can't help me with what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Did you know you were going to do it for the rest of your life?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
The legacy of your mother. And so what did she think? Was she happy that you were following in her footsteps?
Yes and no, because it's a lot of hours working in the kitchen. So she was like, but it's the passion of that food just get me so bad. I mean, especially when you go to the in the morning to the market, you see all this fresh produce, fresh fish. I mean, you know, it's just like get me so bad when I was a little kid.
You loved it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
If you didn't see it as work, that was your passion.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And so at age 15, you're working in Paris. What kind of restaurant were you working in?
It was a restaurant called Au Quai d'Orsay, and then. The whole week from Monday to Saturday, it was only the government people was in the restaurant. Yeah.
So it was, you had to be pretty on top of your game.
Yeah. And then after that, I have the opportunity to work in different places in Paris. And then, had to do the French Army, which I was lucky to be one of the chefs for the officer only, so that was nice.
And that was at a restaurant or at, like, some type of government building?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then after that, I was going to do the saison, like Megève in the winter, Saint-Tropez...
In the summer.
In the summer. And okay. It was, yeah. And then
did you do that? Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did it.
I did that for 3 years.
Oh.
And then I discovered St. Martin. I went to the Caribbean island.
Yes.
And then, because of my job, I guess, chef was a high demand at that time all over the world. So I started to discover St. Martin. Then I went to Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Yeah. So you go from St. Martin to Washington?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And then because I have a few friends over there, and they always says, come down, we need chef in the D.C., there's so many restaurants open, and so on. So,
sure.
So, yeah, no problem, yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, I went to Los Angeles for a few years.
Where is this? Champs-Élysées? Where?
No, Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
California.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I was working at the Queen Mary, actually.
Oh, the Queen Mary?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean exotic. This is incredible. Now, what's it like to cook on a boat, chef on a boat?
Well, it's very challenging because there's no gas.
Okay.
So you have to cook with the electric.
And then also, how do you get the fresh produce?
Oh, that comes every day regularly.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
That's not a problem. But it was a good experience. Then after the Queen Mary, I went to South Korea. Yeah, just during the Olympics. I spent 2 years in South Korea. I worked for the Sheila Hotel, which was one of the best hotels in South Korea.
Yes.
And then it was my best, great experience in all my life. I mean, it was amazing.
Really? Why?
The people.
The people are good people.
Oh, and then the work ethic they have, you know, the way they do things is amazing.
No kidding. That is something very unexpected. I wouldn't have thought that was part of your career path to end up in South Korea.
And then after that, I spent some time on Guam.
Guam.
So that was more like... Yeah.
So when you would go to these places, would you work in the finest hotels or the finest restaurants?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you always, it sounds like from day one, you were really always in the upper echelon of...
I think that was my luck. I was lucky to find the right place in the right time. You know.
Well, you obviously had the talent for it, and it was always, people would note that, and then you would just always...
I guess that's what it was. But, you know, when you love to do something, there's so much talent attached to it. It's just, you know, what you enjoy to do every day as part of your life is not much about, you know. Yeah. Anyway, then after Guam, I went to Jamaica. That's when I started to work at the Renaissance Hotel.
I see.
25 years ago.
25 years ago. So you did two...
2 years. And then because of my kids for the school, so we... moved to New York, and I've been here for 23 years.
23 years. Now, was that at the same time that it turned from Stouffer's to Renaissance?
No, actually, no. When I was here, it was just Renaissance.
Renaissance. Yeah. Okay. Mm. So tell us what this experience is like, because it's a Marriott hotel. Obviously, it's in a very high net corporate environment where you really get these incredible corporations that come and do you feel like you have to really stay on the top of your game, because you're getting people from internationally all over the world here at the Renaissance Westchester, correct?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah we do. I mean actually it was a good trip to work over here. You know, I was elected chef of the year in 2003.
Really?
Because all the things I was doing, you know, different than any other hotel. So.
In what sense? What do you do that is your signature that is different from any other, you know, chef in a hotel?
I can give you some sample. Like if you have a banquet and you have like 200 people eating, I said to serve, you know, on the plate, put a cover, put in a warmer. No, I don't do that. I put my kitchen in the room and I start to dish up from the room on the front of the guests so they can see the motion or the cooks.
Oh, the energy that goes behind it.
Yeah, so.
And I know that you also believe in farm-to-table, you know, locally sourced goods so that the food is always fresh. Nothing comes in, like, frozen and dead, and it's really fresh. I mean, the food that I have never... I had tuna tartare last night, actually, for dinner. I have never tasted it like that. So fresh. Just so fresh. And it's a totally different experience when you get the strawberry that was on the plate for the dessert tasted like a real strawberry. Sometimes you eat those things and they have no flavor. So this must be part of your...
Yeah, we have a good connection with a farmer around New York, and then we always try to get the fresh produce as we can.
Yes,
you know,
and that fish that you brought in, the French fish, what was that? Again, what is it called?
They call it Turbo.
Turbo.
Yeah, and then it comes from France because we cannot get here in the U.S.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So last night, for example, this is you were just telling us how what you do things differently that makes you, like you said, the number one chef in 2003, was it? Last night you had this incredible event for so many people, and you literally had, what was it, 6 or 7 restaurants going on in different rooms?
Yes. We had at least 6 restaurants. Yeah, 6 restaurants, and it was about 25 to 28 people on each restaurant. And then the menu was a choice of a salad, of a soup, and just a two-man course and the dessert. So it was like about prepared 24 dish in one time.
In one time? And from now, were they different, based on different countries?
Different countries. We did the Italian, the Portuguese, the steakhouse, the American, the French.
Fantastic.
So, yeah,
it was it must have been so successful and so well received.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, this morning I just...
Yes, there was a gentleman there just specifically wanting to thank you and shake your hand because last night was such an incredible success, he said.
Yeah.
I got to see it with my eyes and hear it. Well, it's really unique. And, you know, we're very fortunate. Here we have, it's like a five-star French restaurant at a hotel here in Westchester. I mean, do people come here that are not staying at the hotel just to eat your food?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a big following, I can imagine.
Yes, I do.
This is extraordinary. How many years have you been cooking in total? That's my nice way of saying how old are you. How many years have you been cooking since you started at age 13, 15?
3 years.
It keeps you young, though. You look absolutely great.
It's about 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. It's an art, and, you know, getting to have your food today, experience that's such a gift because we don't always get to eat food that is prepared like that with so much art and dignity and just really something so special. And so thank you for that.
I'll never
forget it, and I'll be back.
Thank you
so much, Jean-Claude Lanchet.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. He's the executive chef here at the Renaissance Westchester Hotel. He nominated his office, which happens to be a big kitchen and a chef's table, for I Love My Office. So we're so happy that he won that, and we were happy to bring all the goods and spoils, as we always do, chocolations and Mamaroneck with the chocolates, Grey Rock Florist, and Joseph Richard Florals for the beautiful bouquet, PM Amusements, special events, and Harrison, also edible arrangements of East Chester, the Capitol Theater, so many tickets, MSM Designs, and Pasquale Ristorante. He got a gift certificate. In case he ever can get out of his own kitchen, he can go have somebody else's in Port Chester, Pasquale Ristorante. I'm so happy to be here today. It's really, truly a great honor, and Chef Jean-Claude is really, truly something unusual and one of a kind. Take advantage of it. Come to the Renaissance Westchester Hotel and experience what we got to experience today. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.